Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean on Jesus. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
On Jesus. At an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene. And all that he asked
of
is a childlike trust. And a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning
to read.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on
Jesus. Call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me. He won't forsake me. He'll be there. Anytime. Anywhere.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Ben Griffin will be providing our words of encouragement for today. His topic is Returning to God, and his message comes from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 19. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for such a wonderful introduction and certainly being host of this great telecast. And for this, we are eternally grateful for everyone on the call and those who support this call. Again, God is well pleased. This year, we find that so many who have seemingly run out of gas midway or early on in the year have gone, make efforts this time of year to return to God, return to church, return to being committed, return to evangelism, return to the giving, just all together return. On today, I want to encourage us who are in the position to encourage others to return to God, that we be mindful that it could be us who are on our way back to God, because it's never the case where God has left man and God would return to man. Is always where man need to be reconciled back to God. So this is a passage that teaches us in a bilateral way, because we could be those who have left, and we could be those who need to receive those who have left. And so listen for a moment as we speak for a few minutes with God and return to God. And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property coming to me. And he divided his property between them. That not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey to a far country. And there he squandered his property with reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country, who sent him into his field to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods of the pigs, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer to be worthy to call your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to his father, I have sinned against heaven before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and it's found, and they began to celebrate. Perhaps this is one of the most prolific parables concerning how God feels about the loss. We know that this entire chapter regards the loss, and no doubt it starts off in verse 1, and how that there were those who didn't think much or seemed to be bothered that someone got caught up in sin and left. And now it seems that it appears that they don't want them to come back. But Jesus tells a story of these of actually three parables, one of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and now the lost son. And he's trying to convey to those who had issue with those who left. You know, oftentimes those of us who don't leave, there's few of us who have the attitude is that we are the faithful few. Well, we learn that in the same set of parables, in chapter 15 of the tail end, there was an elder son who didn't leave the house, but he was still lost while he was at home because of his attitude towards his younger son. So this is a very powerful diametric parable to help us who haven't grown weary and well-doing, that is to say, and have gone astray. But if our attitude is not compassionate towards those who have fallen short through the years, then we can find ourselves being at home or in our own backyard and still lost. So we want to have a good attitude going forward by way of encouragement that as we have those who have reevaluated their lives like this man, members of the church that is, and are trying to make their way back to the fold, let us be as a father here with open arms, appreciative, willing to celebrate their return. Because it really is not our church, it's the Lord's church. We could be just like this person. How would we feel if we left and trying to come back and we realize we have no home to come back to? Thank God, as the gentleman had left, he left something unique, something special, something nice, something kind, something unique, something great, something grand. He left a good home, and therefore he knew what he left. Thank God that he had a good home to come back to. And we need to be positioned in such a way that because we do have those who grow weary and well-doing, get caught up in the mix and the mess of the mires of our life, that when they decide to come back home, they have a true home to come back to, knowing that there's members of the church that are understanding, loving, forgiving, and kind to receive them back into the fold. Because remember, we could be in that group of those who went astray, and we want to one day have a home to come back to. And therefore, in this lesson today, let's be mindful of one who went astray and those who did not. You know, in Galatians chapter 6, the Bible says, if a brother has been taken in the fault, ye which are spiritual, strengthen one in the spirit of meekness, lest ye also be tempted. And so we must be careful that we could be, or when our children could be, and how would we feel if someone in the church didn't receive our child back who got off track? And it could be us. How would you feel if you wouldn't receive back? So in the same vein of thought, when someone makes their way back to the church, regardless of why and how they left or when they left, let them come back. Let them know that this is the best place for them to be on earth. That's with those who believe in the Lord. May God bless us and keep us and encourage us throughout our day as we consider the loss and ourselves as well. Have a nice day.